Welcome into Fur Baby Friday, a special edition heading into May long weekend and a big race this weekend. We'll chat with Sam more about that in just a bit. Right now, we want to highlight the little cutie that you guys have brought in today. Megan, who is this little? She's a little yappy.
This is Hazel. She is yappy.
Hi, Hazel.
She got a lot to say, a lot of opinions.
Very she's political.
She's a calico, domesticated short hair, and she's 2 years old. She's super cuddly, and she likes other cats, but even better, she likes other dogs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Now, she did come from a house with... I just had her in my arms.
Yeah, she's a bit of a freeloader. She came with a house.
Right. I love those stories.
So, she's looking for another house.
Okay.
For free.
But she came from a house with a dog and a cat.
Yeah.
So, definitely will fit in for someone else's incredible journey, you know? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that movie Beyond You? Yeah, probably, yeah.
It is.
It's the Disney, like, Incredible Journey, or there's three of them. There's never mind. Never mind. Blue Nose Marathon. Sam.
Yeah.
Sam, you guys, of course, have been involved with this for years now. You've got a team in, but there's also a fundraising aspect to it. What can you share with us on this?
Yeah, we've been part of the Blue Nose Marathon's charity challenge for over 10 years. So it's been over a decade now that we've been taking part. We've got a team of about 16 people running in the from the 5K, 10K, half and full marathons.
Cool.
So we got some really great runners running for us this weekend in their Bidawile bright red shirts with our logo on the back of them.
Nice.
And we're also taking part in the fundraising portion. So we've got a goal of $12,500. All that will go right to the shelter. And we're sitting at around $11,000 right now.
Okay. How can folks help out with that total?
You can help us out by checking out our Facebook page or our Instagram,
cool.
Sharing our stories about why we're fundraising for the Blue Nose. And there's also a link on those sites that you can go directly to our fundraising page and make a donation. You can choose to donate to a team member and help support their fundraising. That all feeds back into Bidawile, or you can just donate to the shelter as a whole.
Nice. I like it. Well, yeah. I hope everybody has a fantastic run. And again, thanks for taking part in it for Bidawile this year.
Yeah.
For more on this and everything we chatted about here today, you can hop to hotcountry1035.ca.